Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Team.
Welcome in to Vern's post game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a 2-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Well, I guess you can't see me. You can't see me just sitting here shaking my head. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Royals fans. There are 97 games remaining. You know that? 97 games remaining in this season. The dog days of summer haven't even started yet. They haven't. Summer hasn't even started yet. We're 10 days away from summer. I don't know how we're getting through this. I have no idea. Not you and I. Not you and I. No, we'll be fine. I don't know how the team's getting through this. How are they going to play 97 more games? They're getting paid. That's how they'll do it. I mean, do you guys have any ideas? What are they going to do for these final 97 games? Chris Bubich isn't coming back. You hope Brad Keller comes back. Likely, we've learned over the years that in this sixth month march through the summer, you normally don't get healthier as the season goes along. I don't know how they're getting through this. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 11-3. Ninth time this season they've allowed double-digit runs. Royals now 1-25 when they allow more than 5 runs. Yeah, I don't know what's more startling. The fact that they're unable to win a shootout. Or the fact that they've given up 6 or more runs in 26 of the first 65 games. I'm not sure which one. You know what scares me? You know what startles me right now? Is the Oakland Athletics are six outs away from being two games back. Yeah. Oakland, the team nobody wants. Oakland doesn't want them. Vegas doesn't want them. Nobody wants them. They've given the city of Oakland the middle finger. They're not even trying. Two games back, or six outs away from being two games back. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Text line's always there for you as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. The boys fall to a new low water mark on the season. 29 games below 500. Oh my God, I haven't even thought about that flight home. I am too close. I've been around these guys way too much. Because I can't imagine any of you right now feel bad for that flight. Oh my God. Yeah, sorry, Dad. Sorry, we just went 0-6. You know, for as much as the, oh my God. You know, I mean, who's in more pain right now on that flight? All the dads and brothers? Or the players that actually are going out there and grinding their tails off to have basically no chance? Now, shout out Salvador Perez, man. Isn't this exactly what we talked about earlier today on the On Deck Show? I said, today's an offense day. I don't care how you do it. Maybe Salvi's got to put the cape on and go, you know, 2021, 2022 classic Salvador Perez where, all right, I'll do everything. I'm surrounded by a bunch of nothing, but I'll carry us to a win. Salvi tried. He doubles in the first. It's a two-run bomb in the third. Gives the Royals a 1-0 lead with scoring that run in the first. That 1-0 lead is gone in a blink of an eye. Carlos Hernandez gives up three runs in the first. But Salvi ties it up with that two-run blast in the top of the third. That tie game gone in the blink of an eye. Bottom of the third inning, Mike Myers gives up three runs. 913-586-7610. You guys know better than me. I wasn't living and dying with the Royals back in 2005, 2006. Actually, the 2005 team had a better record at this point of the season. 2006, they were a game back. This year's team is 18-47. 2006 was 17-48. But if the Royals don't win tomorrow, they will match 06 for the worst start in franchise history. I feel like this is a better collection of ball players than 05-06. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think you had this many athletes in 2018. This doesn't feel like the worst team I've ever seen in a Royals uniform, but the numbers are starting to point in that direction. You guys know better than me. For as much as we want this to be 2011, 2012, I think we need to stop talking like that. I don't know what this is, but it doesn't feel as if we're on the precipice of winning seasons. At least it doesn't to me. 913-586-7610. Let's go to JD and Chanute. JD, you're hitting leadoff after this 8-run loss, and the Royals go 0-6 on the road for the first time since 2017. Go ahead.
I love my boys. You know, even when they're losing, and I stand with them even today. I didn't make it up there, so I'm having my hot dogs here. But do you think maybe if they could maybe trade a couple players or something that might stop the hemorrhage or...
Well, I think definitely, JD, thanks for the phone call. They'll definitely trade some players. I don't think that's going to make anything better. It's just going to make it worse. You're going to trade away a Aroldis Chapman, who's been one of your three best relievers. You know, Scott Barlow's been one of your three best relievers. Carlos Hernandez, Taylor Clark. So you're trading away the guys that secure the few leads, the few chances at victory that you find yourself having a chance to grab. The guys at the back end of the bullpen, you're likely to move them. And then anyone else, you know, whoever else you're interested in trading, a Massey, a Garcia, a Prado, a Salvi, you're not going to get better. So no, I don't see a trade helping out the 2023 team. And I don't think a trade right now can benefit the 2024 team, again, unless John Sherman says, all right, we're taking money on. And I don't mean like the James Shields trade, where you part with big-name prospects to bring in a big-name starting pitcher with a big-money contract. I'm talking something similar to Irvin Santana, when the Angels just dumped that contract on you. Here, take $13 million off our books. And the Royals say, okay, we'll take him. Here's a reliever. So unless this front office and this ownership group is ready to sign off on taking on a lot of money to help this pitching staff, the trades that you make, I think those trades need to have 2025, 2026 at the target date. And that is very depressing to say. Let's go to Brandon in Independence. Brandon, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall to 18-47. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Yeah, for this organization, it really kind of seems like they're under a cloud, like metaphorically, because, I mean, last September, you know, Dayton got fired, and that was the big dog in the front office, and that's been it so far for, like, all these front office moves, and kind of feels like they're like, okay, if everyone else just works under JJ, we can get things going in the right direction, and I am 9 months in. I'm not very confident about how this is working out for them. And, you know, the other side of it with this series, especially today, Ryan O'Hearn just around here for 5 years, everyone getting tired of Ryan O'Hearn being around. Ryan O'Hearn, I don't know if he just had the best game of his career today, but it's going to be on this top five. It's just like him. We saw a similar thing with Emmanuel Rivera last August when he came back and had a pretty good game there. Luke Weaver is facing the Royals tomorrow night against Zach Greinke, and hopefully Weaver does not have a good game tomorrow. I think the nicest word I can use to describe this team is underachieving. You know, maybe they're not underachieving, but it's a very nice word and compared to some of the other ones we could use. And it's because I don't think they have, like, less talent than 04, 05, 06 or anything like that. I don't think they have less. I don't think they're equivalent to, like, the 2003 Detroit Tigers that lost 119 games. You know, they're a little better than that. There's a lot of underachieving. The guys who don't hit in leverage, guys who don't pitch in leverage. And as to getting things in that right direction, you know, it kind of feels like it's like, it doesn't get going until you have better decision makers above your back returners or something. Because I mean, everyone's going to get on that on Contreras because he's the only guy who's going to do like every press availability after they lose. You know, JJ isn't going to. You don't get like 100 JJ interviews after losses. You know, right. So it's just everyone's going to jump on him. But it's there's a lot of guys who. For a reason, doesn't seem like they perform as well here as they do in other places.
Well, here's the thing. Brandon, appreciate the phone call. Everyone, and you're alluding to this, everyone wants to place it at the feet of one individual, whether that's Matt Cotrero, whether that's J.J. Piccolo, whether that's Dayton Moore, whether that's John Sherman, when everyone is culpable. Now, Matt Cotrero may be has the smallest piece of the pie because, you know, respectfully, what the hell is he going to do? What's he going to do with this pitching staff? What's he going to do with this lineup now without Vinny Pasquantino? But everyone is culpable. Ownership, current front office, previous front office, the players. Who deserves the largest share of the blame? That's an interesting question. Who deserves the largest share of the blame? The players, front office, ownership. I don't think coaching even factors into it. Right. Last year we did that. Last year, everyone that called this show, I did not. Now, coaches deserved blame last season, no doubt. But you guys gave them way too much blame. Right. Cal Eldred, get him out of here. That'll fix everything. Royals pitching staff, again, just gave up double-digit runs for the ninth time. Annie Rogers of MLB.com points out that the Royals were just swept in a three-game series for the seventh time this year. That matches the total from all of last year. So it's not as simple as, let's change the coaching staff. Let's get Mike Matheny and his iron fist out of here. And let's get Cal Eldred and his devotion to the pitch low and away. Let's get them out of here and that'll clear everything up. As if it doesn't boil down to talent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As if it doesn't boil down to, can you pitch on a consistent basis or not? So if it's a talent issue, I don't know how much blame I can put on ownership. Now, sure, ownership obviously did not open up the checkbook this offseason. But ownership over the past few seasons hasn't consistently looked at Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch and Chris Bubich and Jackson Kowar and Jonathan Heasley and Brad Keller and told them, yeah, that should do. Yeah, you guys can lead us. That wasn't John Sherman. That was J.J. Piccolo. That was Dayton Moore. And Dayton Moore made that decision more often than J.J. Piccolo did. Now, offensively, I think the players deserve a pretty fair-sized chunk of the blame. Because, as you allude to, Brandon, you know, you're seeing dumb baseball at times, both offensively and defensively. You're seeing pressing. You're seeing inexperience. You're seeing all of that rolled into one. And it's, well, on this six-game road trip, the Royals' offense was able to muster 14 runs. Outscored 41-14 on this six-game road trip. So if I'm doling out the blame, if I'm coming up with my pie charts of culprits, personally, I got to go, you know, 65-70% front office. Now, we can dole that out to previous front office, current front office. I'd probably go 50-20 previous front office. So we go 50% for the previous front office, 20% for the current front office, and then the other 30 goes on the players. That's how I see it. I don't know how you look at the coaching staff right now and say you're to blame. Currently, I don't know how you look at ownership and say you're to blame. Now, this upcoming offseason, if it's more of the same, if we're at the very beginning of the rebuild, okay, well then we can reconvene at this time in 2024 and hand out our blame once again. But right now, it's a collection of contributors to a horrendous season. A season that right now doesn't have them pacing for 119 losses like that 03 Tigers team. Not far off, though. With this loss today, the Royals now on pace to go 45-117. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn goes 3-for-3. He's on base 5 times. And he hits a solo bomb to finish this one off in the 8th inning for the Orioles' 11th and final run. O'Hearn's certainly the beneficiary of the elimination of the shift, no question about that. I hate to talk about change of scenery. And I don't think it has to do with him putting on a different jersey. It has to do with him, in my opinion, being in a winning environment, being around winning ball players, or better put, because I'm not trying to say that the Royals have a bunch of losers, him being in a winning clubhouse and him being surrounded by self-assured, confident big leaguers. That's what this team, offensively, defensively, is missing. It's missing confidence in both ability and in mental strength. Like right now when I watch these Royals hitters, I don't know if they believe that they belong just yet. I always say it doesn't seem like they have their footing yet in the big leagues, and a lot of them don't as they're going through their first full big league season. But a lot of them right now seem to be playing a little tentative, offensively and defensively. Now, MJ had a nice night, a nice afternoon in right field, made a pair of nice grabs. I'm not going to make more of them than what they were. I think an adequate right fielder makes those plays. But if you gave some of these Royals some truth serum and said, are you confident that you're going to be in the big leagues 5 years from now? I don't get the sense that a lot of these guys are, even if they're lying to themselves, portraying, I belong, we belong, we're going to win, we're coming at you. That was the attitude I wanted to see today. We're not getting swept on a road trip. We're not losing every game in front of our dads. Now, Salvi certainly didn't seem to be going for that. Bobby came out with Knox in his first two trips to the dish. But outside of that, okay, Michael Garcia with the pair of Knox to left field. Nice job. Tough. Tough one today. Royals lose 11-3. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. 7-6-10. Royals now 29 games below 500. Take a quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts. Stay right there. We're back with more after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And it's a final from Baltimore. The Royals are swept out of the Charm City. 11-3, the final score. They've dropped six in a row, all six of the dad's trip. Yeah. It is a really cool thing that this ownership group has decided to continue after the pandemic. Very nice of them to charter a flight and send the dads and brothers and family members with the guys. Unfortunately, the boys were unable to get them a win. 0-6. Royals have dropped 9 of 10. And the Oakland Athletics are now three outs away from being just two games back of the Royals as those two fight to see who's going to be the worst in Major League Baseball. Man. Salvador Perez showed up, tried to put the cape on. But every time he put the cape on, the pitching staff would rip it off of him and set it on fire. Salvi scores the first run in the first inning. Carlos Hernandez gives three runs right back. Salvi ties it in the third, and Mike Myers gives it right back. Salvi with his team-leading 19th multi-hit effort. He's top 15 in the American League in that statistic. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jim in Marysville. Jim, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, Vern. I just want to make an observation about this starting the game off with a guy and having him pitch an inning and then bring some other guy in there. That just doesn't work. I mean, what does that prove today, Carlos Hernandez? I mean, you know, I know he's been good, but he can be good in the sixth inning, too. I don't understand it. Do you?
Yeah, I do. Now, first of all, it's an admission that you don't have five starters that you trust, right? Ideally, you have five guys and you go, here, the game is yours. Take it as long as you can. So, listen, I'm not going to say I'm against the opener. I'm for the opener if your other four starters are giving you five, six innings on average. Right, we all, Tampa does it. Yeah, you know what else Tampa does is they have Shane McClanahan, and they've had Blake Snell, and they've had Charlie Morton, and we could go back in years previous. Jim, I'll explain it to you this way. Thank you for the phone call. The reason why teams go with the opener is because you put one of your high-leverage arms, Carlos Hernandez, who you mentioned would be good in the sixth or seventh inning. You put him in the first because he's facing the top three hitters in the Baltimore lineup, which is normally their three best hitters. You expect him to retire the side, which allows your bulk guy, Mike Myers, to come in facing the five, six, seven, eight, nine hitters to start off. So when the lineup turns over a third time, the guys that he's facing a third time are the five, six, seven hitters rather than the one, two, three hitters. So when the one, two, three hitters come to the dish for a third time, they're facing the bulk guy for only a second time. When they come to the dish for a fourth time, they're facing their third different pitcher. So it makes sense, but it's much more advantageous for a team to have a set of five starting pitchers that give you five or six innings every single game. This would work if Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch were performing well, if Jordan Lyles was performing well, right? If Singer and Lynch and, well, Lynch has been fine. Greinke's been fine. If Lyles and Singer can return to their 2022 form, well, the opener makes sense. I mean, the opener always makes sense. But the game has a pulse. And it's not played on paper. And Carlos Hernandez isn't perfect, right? So things like this are going to happen. Just like if you let Mike Myers start the game, he might give up three runs in the first. Or he may have gone 1-2-3 in the first. But this team's going to make data-driven decisions. They're going to trust the numbers, trust the odds, try to win in the margins, And these are the things you have to do when you're really going to fights with one arm tied behind your back. Because you're at a talent disadvantage 99% of the times you take the field. So you got to trust the numbers. You got to search out the 51% in those 50-50 splits. Didn't work out today. Hasn't worked out much this season. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Your intro, you asked for some suggestions. So I think maybe, you know, step one should be we call Dayton and ask him if the Rangers might be interested in a package of Salvi and Chapman and Greinke and even Edward Olivares for their best two young pitching prospects. Or, I don't know, explore the option of DeGrom, but the money would match. It's just his injury. That's not a good decision, in my opinion. But No. Can you imagine dropping Salvi in the middle of that lineup? You know, DeGrom went down, and Greinke could pitch his finesse style for a lineup that will put runs on the board in that ballpark down there. So it kind of makes sense, but not really advocating for it. But I'd explore it if I were JJ. Step two, maybe. Yesterday I mentioned trading Vinny and Massey, so if that's what you think is necessary, maybe we add a young pitching prospect and Scott Barlow into that deal and look for a front-of-the-rotation starter like Sandy Alcantara or Shane McClanahan, or maybe Cleveland will part with Shane Bieber sometime soon. Whoever is this trade deadline's Luis Castillo or Jordan Montgomery is who we need to go get and try to revitalize this season a little bit. And, you know, like you talk about the attitude for these young guys, we don't want them to become losers. So I don't think it's, you know, a smart idea to punt on this season. I think we, you know, try to give them some positive momentum going into next season. And like always, win or lose, we still listen to you, Vern, and see you at the K tomorrow.
All right, brother. I appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having ideas. I'll give you that. But the Luis Castillo of this year's trade deadline is not coming to Kansas City. I appreciate you having ideas, though. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern. Yeah, man, I couldn't imagine being on that plane. What a drag.
Oh,
what a bummer.
God.
What a bummer for those, just the player and the fathers. I mean, and how nice for the Royals to do this, and they couldn't even get one damn victory. Come on, pull your boots. I got an idea. How about act like real major leaguers? How about hit better? How about pitch better? How about not make stupid defensive plays? You know, you got to look in the mirror, and we could talk all day of what they need to do and don't need to do. Your phone call earlier today, I was listening to On Deck Show. Fesco hit the nail right on the head, everybody. If you're out there listening, Sherman or anybody in the Royals organization, take your much money as you can and invest it in the scouting department. And then when we draft, we got to draft better. And that's on Piccolo. I'll give him time, but we've got to develop better too. I don't know what the deal is. It's broken. And if I was advising him, do those three things, but everybody's on the table. We got to be transactional. We got to move some of these guys. We got to build for the future. Because this ain't happening, man. And I'm with Vern. I can't handle this for the rest of the year, but I'm going to be here for everybody, and I'm going to keep listening. Because we bleed royal blue, and we deserve better. We want our team to win. And also, Vern, the other day you had something positive, too. You were talking about the River City the River Bandits, the Quad City River Bandits. Now, that sounds like a good foundation to start with, Vern. You mentioned a lot of dudes that are on that team right now. Maybe that is our future, everybody. If that is, you're going to have to spend some money, too, Sherman. Thanks for taking my call.
Quad City's got four hit today. Now, half of those hits came from Caden Wallace, the 21-year-old third baseman that the Royals took in the second round last season. His OPS climbs to .809. He's been very impressive in his first 54 games this season at High A. Also, with that Quad Cities ball club in their game earlier today, William Fleming, a 24-year-old right-hander that the Royals acquired last year in the Carlos Santana trade. Can you remember? There was no chance they were going to get something for Carlos Santana. Just like the year before, there was no chance they were going to get anything for Jorge Soler. Now, what they got for Jorge Soler, a reliever, I don't even know where that dude's at. They got two guys for Carlos Santana, and William Fleming, the 6'6 right-hander that I'm talking about, the kid out of Wake Forest, pitched well again today, four perfect innings, three strikeouts. Again, this is High A, Quad Cities. He's 36 innings, 34 strikeouts, a 4 ERA. Look, for Carlos Santana, I'd call that a win. And again, to go back to J.J. Piccolo, I understand some of you feel like new boss, same as the old boss. I understand that, and I'm not going to fall on that sword. I'm not going to defend him all that much. But I asked this question on the On Deck show the other day, and I'll ask it again right now after this 11-3 loss to the Baltimore Orioles, as the Royals are winless on the road, winless in a six-game road trip for the first time since April of 2017. What's the big whiff from J.J. Piccolo? Since, let's say, since the deadline last year. What's the big whiff? You know, the Andrew Benintendi trade, you know, Chandler Champlain looks pretty good. I just mentioned the Carlos Santana trade. You got something for Mondesi. He's not going to play. The Michael A. Taylor trade? I don't know. What is it? What's the big whiff? It's not like he went out and spent a bunch of money in free agency. That obviously wasn't afforded to him. And you look at what he did spend in free agency, man, Aroldis Chapman's one of the best signings of the offseason. Ryan Yarbrough was getting the job done. Sure, Jordan Lyles is 0-10, but he's getting his job done. He's on pace to give you 170 innings. He wasn't supposed to be the number one on the team, right? Jordan Lyles was supposed to be your number three, maybe ultimately falling to the number four over the course of the season, but Singer has let you down. Bubich is hurt. Lynch was hurt. Keller's hurt. So I just don't know what the big whiff was from J.J. Piccolo. Everyone's culpable, no doubt about it. But I just don't know why his name is so often the first name to come out of the mouth of Royals fans. Well, I understand why. The reason is because you think he's basically Dayton Moore. You think he's the same person. That he was just sitting there at the right hand of Dayton, and then when Dayton was fired, he went, all right, let me just scoot over here. And just status quo. Keep doing the same thing. Just move over one chair. I don't think that's the case. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Always appreciate the phone call, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, before I get into my main thoughts, I want to throw out some stats right here for you. I got three stats right now.
Three of them.
Our last series win came in May 15th through 17th against San Diego.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say April.
Since our last series win, we've been 4-15 with our longest win streak of two games, which was against Washington and St. Louis.
They're the only team in baseball that hasn't had a winning streak this year, Ty.
In June so far, we're 1-8. We've got one win in June, and that was against Colorado.
Sure. Ty, how about this? They've lost 47 of the first 65 games.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
My main thoughts here. You know, last year, we had under 100 losses. I thought, okay, we could be better this year. You know, I didn't think we were going to get to 500, but I thought, okay, we can get better this year. But sadly, it's looking like we're getting worse. What is to blame for this? You know, there's a couple of stuff to blame here. It's not the owners. I don't blame J.J. Piccolo. I blame injuries, because we've had a lot of them. I also blame pitching. I mean, you look at this pitching staff right now. You got Daniel Lynch now. He's had three starts. I'm not putting the blame on him. He's looked decent. We have 39-year-old Zach Greinke. You know, no shot on Zach Greinke. I like Zach Greinke, but
no, he's pitching well. He's probably your best starter so far this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of sad that he's been the best starter this year. I think we all expected that to be Brady Singer, but a 39-year-old and Zach Greinke as your best starter. Yep. Yep. That kind of shows what this team has been so far. Brady right. Singer, he's got the best upside, I think, on the team. He's been just so up and down this year. He's had a couple of good starts and then a couple bad starts, a couple of good starts again, a couple of bad right. starts again. He's just been so up and down. Jordan Lyles, 0-10, been the worst pitcher this year, even though, yes, he's gotten the innings. I kind of want to throw this out because I did some research.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Throw out your research.
This is his career stats. This is why I don't get the contract we end up giving him. I get, yeah, $17 million over 3 years, I mean, over 2 years.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah. A negative 2.3 career wins above replacement, an over 5 career ERA, and a career record of 66 of 100. I've seen people online calling this guy the biggest loser on this team. Even though, yeah, I don't think he deserves the name, because he's getting the innings. He's eating up the innings on these teams and on this team. And, you know, it's good to see that. It's good to see somebody eating up the innings.
Okay. We all know the numbers with Jordan Lyles. Your overall point pertaining to Jordan Lyles is what?
You know, my
what are we getting at here? Because I know all the stats, and most people know all the stats with the pitching staff, and they're stomach turning. So we're not trying to hear them much longer.
Yeah. Our final starter is Mike Myers.
We know the starters.
Yeah.
I understand what's going on. Yeah. What's your point?
I kind of want to get to the last point with injuries, okay?
Yeah.
Right here, you got a lot of injuries. Bubich out for the year. Keller's been injured. Isbell has yet to come back from the injury.
Ty, what's the point? I don't need a rundown of what's happened this season. I've sat through all 65 godforsaken games.
My point is that injuries and pitching's been the problem in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for getting to the bottom of that. Thank you. Phone line open for you. 913-586-7610. You think I needed all that? You think I need a full rundown of all the crap that's happened this season? Make a point. I'm yelling at Ty. Ty, I apologize. Look what this team's doing to us. It's breaking us up. 11-3, the final score. Let me check myself real quick. Ty, I got to take a quick TO. I'm just a little hot and bothered. I think you can understand. They're 29 games below 500. The Oakland A's are tracking them down, for God's sakes. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Here is Salvi hitting the first pitch high in the air, deep left center field, way back, and that ball is gone. It's a two-run homer from Salvador Perez, and he ties the game 3-3.
But Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Salvi hits a one-out double in the first inning, scores on Bobby Witt Jr.'s opposite field double, and then, as you just heard, a two-run blast, his 13th of the season, 417 feet, a first pitch cut fastball in the middle of the dish, knots this thing up at three apiece. Baltimore would then score 8 unanswered runs and beat down the boys in blue, final score 11-3. Salvi with 2 extra base hits today, giving him 497 extra base hits in his Royals Hall of Fame career. He's now 2 back of Mike Sweeney for 6th most extra base hits in Royals franchise history. The record is now 18-47. Oakland scored 3 in the 9th. They are one out away from improving to 17-50. Royals are 18-47. So Oakland's played 2 additional games, but they'll sit 2 games back of the boys in blue if they're able to hang on to that one. Now, Oakland, even if this current score holds up, Oakland's run differential is the last thing really that we have to hang our hat on. Oakland's run differential will be minus 191 runs. My God. They've been outscored by 191 runs in their first 67 games. Wow. Royals have only been outscored by 102. So there you go. Let's go go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, I'd advise everyone to go see Salvador Perez play one more time. He is going to get traded 100%. Vern, I'm coming up to see the Reds rookie sensation this week. Rod, you're a smart man. Not because of the Salvi point. I certainly wouldn't say he's getting traded 100%. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he is traded by this time next year. I think it makes more sense in the offseason to trade Salvi. If you're another team, to trade for Salvi, I think it makes more sense in the offseason. So I think that's more likely, but I certainly wouldn't rule out the possibility of him getting traded before the August 1st deadline. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you like baseball, you got to come see Ellie De La Cruz. Now, he might be faster than Bobby Witt Jr., has a stronger arm than Bobby Witt Jr. He's bigger than Bobby Witt Jr. He's a switch hitter. He's got more power maybe than Bobby Witt Jr. And I don't say all of this to slam Bobby. I'm just saying it as a comparison because you know how special of an athlete Bobby is. Okay, I understand, you know, he's disappointing. You're not seeing the offensive production that you expected. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm talking about the eye test. Like you show up and you just watch Bobby take grounders and Bobby take BP and Bobby run the bases. You go, oh my God, look at that. You know, it's a gazelle and a cheetah and a tiger. He's just a perfect specimen out there. Ellie's even more so. Yeah, you should really come out and see this kid. Back to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. John in Mission writes in, Vern, with all this Salvador Perez trade talk, is he asking to be traded? Because he has 10-5, right? So isn't it kind of a moot point if he wants to stay? Maybe a game like today gets him thinking about it if he isn't already, and I'd hate to see it, but I wouldn't blame him. Signed, John in Mission. Yeah, you're right about 10-5, right? So the Royals can't trade Salvi without him giving them the green light. John's right. Salvi's too much of a pro and has too much respect for this organization and this fan base, in my opinion, to come out and say, I want out. I don't think you're going to see that from Salvador Perez. I think he would handle it in much more professional, in a much more professional manner. But you know, this offseason, Pedro Grifol getting the job in Chicago, I know that didn't make Salvi happy. I know he was frustrated for a short while. But he moved past it, said all the right things, focuses on helping the team and getting himself to Cooperstown. But, I mean, you know, you guys don't even have to be around Salvi in the clubhouse. You know, you've watched his entire career. You know what this guy's about. He's not in it for the money. Now, the money's great. But you know Salvi. Okay, you don't know him personally, but you know why he plays this game. Because he loves it. And because he wants to win. So yeah, gun to the head. Salvi, you got a chance to go to a winner. I think he'd sign off on it. He'll always love Kansas City. He'll always be a hero here. But if that focus, which is always on winning and helping the team, but that can't be the focus now. You're 29 games below 500. You ain't going anywhere. So now the focus for Salvi is Cooperstown. How do I continue to play consistent baseball, bring great energy, and put up the type of seasons, the type of performances needed to get myself enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame? How do I go about doing that? Now, wearing one uniform can help a lot, no doubt about it. But leading two franchises or playing a role in two franchises going to the postseason winning world titles, along with the kind of power numbers that he's putting up, yeah, that puts him on the Hall of Fame highway, no question about it. A few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, I really think that any free agent pitcher coming to Kansas City will demand an offensively high bad team premium. Will John Sherman allow J.J. Piccola to pony up the funds? It's a great question, Chris. In my opinion, it's the only way this team can compete.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the On Deck show the other day, and I'll ask it again right now after this 11-3 loss to the Baltimore Orioles, as the Royals are winless on the road, winless in a six-game road trip for the first time since April of 2017. What's the big whiff from J.J. Piccola? Since the deadline last year. What's the big whiff? You know, the Andrew Benintendi trade, you know, Chandler Champlain looks pretty good. I just mentioned the Carlos Santana trade. You got something for Mondesi. He's not going to play. The Michael A. Taylor trade? I don't know. What is it? What's the big whiff? It's not like he went out and spent a bunch of money in free agency that obviously wasn't afforded to him. And you look at what he did spend in free agency, man, Aroldis Chapman's one of the best signings of the offseason. Ryan Yarbrough was getting the job done. Sure, Jordan Lyles is 0-10, but he's getting his job done. He's on pace to give you 170 innings. He wasn't supposed to be the number one on the team, right? Jordan Lyles was supposed to be your number three, maybe ultimately falling to the number four over the course of the season, but Singer has let you down. Bubic is hurt. Lynch was hurt. Keller's hurt. So I just don't know what the big whiff was from J.J. Piccola. Everyone's culpable, no doubt about it. But I just don't know why his name is so often the first name to come out of the mouth of Royals fans. Well, I understand why. The reason is because you think he's basically Dayton Moore. You think he's the same person. That he was just sitting there at the right hand of Dayton, and then when Dayton was fired, he went, all right, let me just scoot over here. And just status quo. Keep doing the same thing. Just move over one chair. I don't think that's the case. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Always appreciate the phone call, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, before I get into my main thoughts, I want to throw out some stats right here for you. I got three stats right now.
Three of them.
Our last series win came in May, May 15th through 17th against San Diego.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say April.
Since our last series win, we've been 4-15 with our longest win streak of two games, which was against Washington and St. Louis.
The only team in baseball that hasn't had a winning streak this year, Ty.
In June so far, we're 1-8. We've got one win in June, and that was against Colorado.
Sure. Ty, how about this? They've lost 47 of the first 65 games.
Yeah.
There you go.
My main thoughts here. You know, last year, we had under 100 losses. I thought, okay, we could be better this year. You know, I didn't think we were going to get to 500, but I thought, okay, we can get better this year. But sadly, it's looking like we're getting worse. What is to blame for this? You know, there's a couple of stuff to blame here. It's not the owners. I don't blame J.J. Bacolo. I blame injuries, because we've had a lot of them. I also blame pitching. I mean, you look at this pitching staff right now. You got Daniel Lynch now. He's had three starts. I'm not putting the blame on him. He's looked decent. We have 39-year-old Zach Greinke. You know, no shot on Zach Greinke. I like Zach Greinke, but
no, he's pitching well. He's probably your best starter so far this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of sad that he's been the best starter this year. I think we all expected that to be Brady Singer, but a 39-year-old and Zach Greinke is your best starter. That kind of shows what this team has been so far. Brady Singer, he's got the best upside, I think, on the team. He's been just so up and down this year. He's had a couple of good starts and then a couple bad starts, a couple of good starts again, a couple of bad starts again. He's just been so up and down. Jordan Lyles, 0-10, been the worst pitcher this year, even though, yes, he's gotten the innings. I kind of want to throw this out because I did some research.
Let's hear it. Throw out your research.
This is his career stats. This is why I don't get the contract we end up giving him. I get, $17 million over 3 years. I mean, over 2 years.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah. A negative 2.3 career wins above replacement, an over 5 career ERA, and a career record of 66 of 100. I've seen people online calling this guy the biggest loser on this team. Even though, I don't think he deserves the name. Because he's getting the innings, he's eating up the innings on these teams and on this team, and you know it's good to see that. It's good to see somebody eating up the innings.
Okay, we all know the numbers with Jordan Lyles. Your overall point pertaining to Jordan Lyles is what?
You know, my
what are we getting at here? Because I know all the stats, and most people know all the stats with the pitching staff, and their stomach turning. So we're not trying to hear them much longer.
Yeah, our final starter. Mike Myers.
We know the starters.
Yeah.
I understand what's going on. What's your point?
I kind of want to get to the last point with injuries, okay?
Yeah.
Right here, you got a lot of injuries. Bubich out for the year. Keller's been injured. Isbell has yet to come back from the injury.
Ty, what's the point? I don't need a rundown of what's happened this season. I've sat through all 65 godforsaken games.
My point is that injuries and pitching's been the problem in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks for getting to the bottom of that. Thank you. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610. You think I needed all that? You think I need a full rundown of all the crap that's happened this season? Make a point. I'm yelling at Ty. Ty, I apologize. Look what this team's doing to us. It's breaking us up. 11-3, the final score. Let me check myself real quick. Ty, I got to take a quick TO. I'm just a little hot and bothered. I think you can understand. They're 29 games below 500. The Oakland A's are tracking them down, for God's sakes. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Here is Salvi hitting the first pitch high in the air, deep left center field, way back, and that ball is gone. It's a two-run homer from Salvador Perez, and he ties the game 3-3.
That's Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Salvi hits a one-out double in the first inning, scores on Bobby Witt Jr.'s opposite field double. And then, as you just heard, a two-run blast, his 13th of the season, 417 feet, to first pitch cut fastball in the middle of the dish, knots this thing up at three apiece. Baltimore would then score eight unanswered runs and beat down the Boys in Blue, final score 11-3. Salvi with two extra base hits today, giving him 497 extra base hits in his Royals Hall of Fame career. He's now two back of Mike Sweeney for sixth most extra base hits in Royals franchise history. The record is now 18-47. Oakland scored three in the ninth. They are one out away from improving to 17-50. Royals are 18-47. So Oakland's played two additional games, but they'll sit two games back of the Boys in Blue if they're able to hang on to that one. Now, Oakland, even if this current score holds up, Oakland's run differential is the last thing really that we have to hang our hat on. Oakland's run differential will be minus 191 runs. My God, they've been outscored by 191 runs in their first 67 games. Wow. Royals have only been outscored by 102. So there you go. Let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, I'd advise everyone to go see Salvador Perez play one more time. He is going to get traded 100%. Vern, I'm coming up to see the Reds rookie sensation this week. Raj, you're a smart man. Not because of the Salvi point. I certainly wouldn't say he's getting traded 100%. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he is traded by this time next year. I think it makes more sense in the offseason to trade Salvi. If you're another team, to trade for Salvi, I think it makes more sense in the offseason. So I think that's more likely, but I certainly wouldn't rule out the possibility of him getting traded before the August 1st deadline. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you like baseball, you got to come see Ellie De La Cruz. Now, he might be faster than Bobby Witt Jr., has a stronger arm than Bobby Witt Jr. He's bigger than Bobby Witt Jr. He's a switch hitter. He's got more power maybe than Bobby Witt Jr. And I don't say all of this to slam Bobby. I'm just saying it as a comparison because you know how special of an athlete Bobby is. Okay, I understand, you know, he's disappointing. You're not seeing the offensive production that you expected. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm talking about the eye test. Like, you show up and you just watch Bobby take grounders and Bobby take BP and Bobby run the bases. You go, oh my God, look at that. You know, it's a gazelle and a cheetah and a tiger. He's just a perfect specimen out there. Ellie's even more so. Yeah, you should really come out and see this kid. Back to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. John in Mission writes in, Vern, with all this Salvador Perez trade talk, is he asking to be traded? Because he has 10-5, right? So isn't it kind of a moot point if he wants to stay? Maybe a game like today gets him thinking about it if he isn't already, and I'd hate to see it, but I wouldn't blame him. Signed, John in Mission. Yeah, you're right about 10-5, right? So the Royals can't trade Salvi without him giving them the green light. John's right. Salvi's too much of a pro and has too much respect for this organization and this fan base, in my opinion, to come out and say, I want out. I don't think you're going to see that from Salvador Perez. I think he would handle it in much more professional in a much more professional manner. But you know, this offseason, Pedro Grifol getting the job in Chicago, I know that didn't make Salvi happy. I know he was frustrated for a short while, but he moved past it, said all the right things, focuses on helping the team and getting himself to Cooperstown. But, I mean, you know, you guys don't even have to be around Salvi in the clubhouse. You know, you've watched his entire career. You know what this guy's about. He's not in it for the money. Now, the money's great. But you know Salvi. Okay, you don't know him personally, but you know why he plays this game. Because he loves it. Because he wants to win. So yeah, gun to the head. Salvi, you got a chance to go to a winner. I think he'd sign off on it. He'll always love Kansas City. He'll always be a hero here. But if that focus, which is always on winning and helping the team, but that can't be the focus now. You're 29 games below 500. You ain't going anywhere. So now the focus for Salvi is Cooperstown. How do I continue to play consistent baseball, bring great energy, and put up the type of seasons, the type of performances needed to get myself enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame? How do I go about doing that? Now, wearing one uniform can help a lot, no doubt about it. But leading two franchises or playing a role in two franchises, going to the postseason, winning world titles, along with the kind of power numbers that he's putting up, yeah, that puts him on the Hall of Fame highway, no question about it. A few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, I really think that any free agent pitcher coming to Kansas City will demand an offensively high bad team premium. Will John Sherman allow J.J. Piccola to pony up the funds? It's a great question, Chris. In my opinion, it's the only way this team can compete in 2024. So if they have any desire to bring the fans back to the stadium, he's going to have to pony up the funds. And I agree with you. I don't even think it's an opinion, Chris. There's no doubt about it. If you're going to sign a free agent pitcher, you're going to have to overpay. You're going to have to pay that bad team tax. You've always had to pay the bad team tax. I mean, unless, you know, hey, Edinson Volquez has a relationship with this member of the front office. That's why he ends up in Kansas City. I mean, unless you get lucky and one of the relationships that you've formed with one of your scouts or front office personnel or whoever it is within the organization, unless they have some sort of a bond with a free agent, I don't see how you avoid paying that bad team tax. That's what I've always called it, the bad team tax. Just look at this past off season. You know, I talk about the average price of a free agent pitcher. This offseason was north of $17 million. All last year, on just about every postgame show, I would tell you the need for three pitchers. I wanted two starters and a closer. And I had names. There were three names that I would bring up the most as far as pitchers. The guy that the Royals face today in Kyle Gibson, Orioles starter, who's pitched very well. He signed a one-year, $10 million deal with the Orioles. And I remember when he signed that, because I was thinking, yeah, I'd give him that deal. I would have signed him one-year, $10 million. But if he has one-year, $10 million from Baltimore, one-year, $10 million from Kansas City, I know he went to Mizzou, but I'd rather go throw to Adley Rutschman and play in front of Gunnar Henderson and play in front of Austin Hayes and Ryan Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins. Right? I mean, how much more would the Royals have to pay him? 1 year, $14 million? The other name that I would bring up often, Sean Manaea, former Royals draft pick, traded him to Oakland for Ben Zobrist. He has not been very good this season. he's been well below league average. But he signed a two-year, $25 million deal. And I remember when he signed it, I was thinking, man, I'd give him that. 2 years, 25? But if I'm him, and I got two at 25 from the Giants, two and 25 from the Royals, I know the people working in Kansas City. I know I have a relationship with them. But I think I'm going to San Francisco. The track record that they have of winning in San Francisco, I think I'm siding with that. And then the other name that I would bring up often, Nate Eovaldi, who's having a very good season for Texas. He signed a two-year, $34 million deal. I remember when he signed that, I was thinking, man, I'd give that to him. But if you're Nate Eovaldi and the Rangers give you two at 34 and the Royals give you two at 34, yeah, Bruce Bochy, please, thank you. Yep, yeah, Bruce Bochy, yeah, I'll play for you. So how much would the Royals have to overspend to bring in Nate Eovaldi, to bring in Sean Manaea, to bring in Kyle Gibson? Hello, Jordan Lyles. Right this way, Jordan Lyles. No, you're 100% right. You're going to have to pay the bad team tax. That's the only way you're getting a starting pitcher, a free agent starting pitcher. That's the only way they're coming to Kansas City. Overpay or hope that someone has a very close relationship with them inside the Royals organization. So that's one way, right? Free agency. There's also the taking money on a team that's looking for a salary dump. We want to get rid of this starting pitcher. John Sherman could do that. J.J. Piccolo could do that. And then there's also the idea of a fair trade. Now, we give you, the Royals give you a good prospect. You give us a big league pitcher. And then there's option four, which is you fleece someone. We give you crap, and you give us a really good pitcher. Those are tough to do. Those are really tough to do. Rays pull them off every once in a while, but those are really tough to pull off. If you're just joining us, yeah, the Royals got beat down again today, 11-3, the final score. They went 0-6 on the trip in which they bring the dads along. So, yeah, I feel for them right now. You know that's got to be an awkward and a quiet plane ride back to Kansas City. You feel for the dads. You feel for the sons. At least I do. I don't even have kids, but I can understand just how much a parent wants the best for his kids and just how much a kid wants to impress their dad. And, oh, my God, 0-6? I feel for him, man. I truly do. Stefan writes in on the text line, Vern, what was up with the Andy Reid look-alike behind home plate today? Yeah, I don't know. That guy had, like, a chin strap and an earring. He was sitting next to some jacked dude. He kind of looked like a jack dude himself. I don't know. That was weird. I think it's always weird, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what was going on with that. I mean, I know what he wanted. He just wanted attention. And I mean, he was staring at his phone for the rest of the game once he sat down. So, whatever. Yeah, have a good time being famous on your phone for 10 minutes. And then go home and enjoy dinner. I don't understand what people want out of it. From the 816, Vern, all of this is on Dayton Moore for hanging on to fading players. From the 785, Vern, who deserves the most amount of blame? It's easy. The players. Vern, they have more talent than they're showing. The players got to play. I don't expect playoffs. But these dudes are embarrassing themselves. And I know they're better than this. I agree to a certain extent. Some of them, no doubt, are better than this. But you're hoping with most of them. Because most of these guys do not have a track record. So if you don't have a track record, there's no reason to believe that they're better than this. Michael Garcia reached base twice today. He's reached base safely in 7 of his last 8 games. My game notes, again, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Royals lose in Baltimore, 11-3, the final score. And we now look to the 39-year-old Zach Greinke and say, Zach, remember what you always had to do back in the day? We need you to do it again. A 6-game losing streak, and we need you to put it to an end. And he's going up against Luke Weaver. I swear to God, if Luke Weaver beats the Royals tomorrow, I am going to flip out. All I think about with Luke Weaver is that bozo last season standing on the line with a, you know, a little stare down. They didn't want to go to the dugout after the national anthem, and he got thrown out of the game, and they needed him in the game. I swear to God, Royce, if you don't beat Luke Weaver, oh my gosh. Enjoy your Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.